Come on in to the Radio Thrift Shop, where you'll find two of our favorite things in the world, records and radios. Each week I'll be digging in the crates to bring you a new mix of tunes from the past century of recorded sound. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. Thanks for tuning in, and welcome to the Thrift Shop. Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London or online at classicalwscs.org. That was a 45 by the band The Arabian Nights with Night in Arabia, released on Sivad Records from, where else, Bronx, New York. Go figure. And we started the program off with Peter Tosh and Jackie Matu on the organ with Whistling Jane. We'll be right back. beautifully hypnotic rhythm lines there. That was Gene Dinning from 1955, released on Quality Records, Bo Diddley. And before that, a couple of years, 1952, the Esquire Boys with their version of Caravan. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. If you have any requests for future shows, please email me. It's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com.
This is Bird Note. Throughout winter, northern bobwhites gather in groups called coveys to search for food during the day and share warmth at night. These small quail arrange themselves in a circle, with their tails in the center and heads outward, huddled up like a wreath of plump birds to survive frost and snow. But as spring arrives, the coveys disband and bobwhites seek out mates. Males whistle from shrubs and tufts of grass, hoping to catch the attention of a female. A bobwhite pair's first brood of young can come surprisingly early in the year, in April or May. The chicks hatch nearly ready to take care of themselves, but they need some help finding good places for food. For 2 weeks, the parents lead as many as 28 chicks around, scratching in bare ground and leaf litter for insects and other arthropods to eat. Bobwhites are themselves hunted by many other species, so they produce many offspring each year. A pair may have two or three broods of young, and each brood can contain over 24 eggs. Once winter returns, the bobwhites again join tight-knit coveys of around 10 birds, preparing to brave the winter. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
You're listening to Big Maceo, a pioneer of Chicago blues, and you're on the Soundbeat.
But someday, baby, I ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
Big Maceo, also known as Maceo Merriweather, recorded Worried Life Blues in 1941 and released by Bluebird Records. He's accompanied by the legendary Tampa Red on guitar. As is often the case, this traditional song was inspired by an earlier one, Someday Baby Blues, by Sleepy John Estes in 1935. It's got more of a country blues feel, as opposed to the Chicago blues that Big Maceo was known for. His moderate tempo 8-bar blues style helped transform the blues, moving towards that Chicago urban style, with a more sophisticated improvisation.
I had to worry both night and day.
This episode was co-written by Syracuse University student Jacqueline Attia as part of the Soundbeat class partnership. Find out more about the partnership at soundbeat.org.
No, boy, I ain't gonna worry my life no more. Yeah, yeah.
Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry.
You're listening to the musical progressions of Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick.
Thank you.
One of the most brilliant jazz musicians of the 1960s, Gary McFarland with Fried Bananas, and before that the band Soulful Strings with their take on Take Five. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. 78s, 45s, 33s, you'll find them all at the Radio Thrift Shop, even some CDs and tapes on occasion. Yeah, maybe that Betamax. Thank you for listening. All of these programs are archived at archive.org and also on radioforall.net. Wishing you many blessings until we open the thrift shop again. Happy listening. It's time to open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick.
Toast and marmalade for tea, sailing ships upon the sea, aren't lovelier than you, or the games I see you play. Sun is in your eyes, I see through your disguise, all the games I see you play. You more lovely than the day, when the sun is in your eyes, I see through your disguise, all the games I see you play.
city, sailing ships upon the sea. I'd love the avenue, or the games I see you play.
Toast and marmalade for tea. That's what's on the breakfast menu here at the thrift shop. Welcome back. I'm DJ Frederick. This is program number 607. And I'm celebrating 24 plus years here on the airwaves at WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and broadcasting online at classicalwscs.org. I'm here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight, digging through the record crates and spinning them on the turntable.
Thank you.
That's Tony Mottola with Moonlight in Vermont, which is just a stone's throw from Skybird Studios here. Before that, Chet Atkins with a theme to Exodus. And we started that set off with a very cool cover of Time of the Seasons by a band named Electric Woods. Just Electric Woods, a little apostrophe, electric. Released on ABC Records. I think it was a promo-only record back in the day. Probably only sent to radio stations. Really nice marimba there. Electric Woods with Time of the Season. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop.
This is Bird Note. If a mockingbird had an accent, it would be a thick southern drawl. They were birds of the southern states first. It wasn't until the 19th century that mockingbirds began nesting in the northeastern states. In the 20th century, the birds expanded their range into Ohio and the upper Midwest. Much of California saw the arrival of mockingbirds in the 20th century too, expanding from the state's desert southeast. Habitat change due to humans played a part in their range expansion. The birds thrive in fields with hedgerows, shrubs, and fruit trees. Changes in wildlife policy helped too. Many mockingbirds had previously been trapped for the caged bird trade or shot as agricultural pests. They rebounded when these practices were set aside. But what about their official name? Seems peculiar to call this traditional southerner a northern mockingbird. The northern actually distinguishes them from their even more southerly counterpart, the tropical mockingbird of Central and South America. But who knows? Maybe the northern mockingbird is still a southerner at heart. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Today's show brought to you by the Bobolink Foundation.
We're playing the most variety from the past century of recorded sound. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to Radio Thrift Shop.
Thank you. Thank you.
Some cool jazz funk music from Canada. That's Billy Martin with Egg Roll. And before that, a very familiar tune, Ode to Billy Joe by Lou Donaldson. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. If you love crate digging, then you've found the right show. Comments, requests, and correspondence can be sent to RadioThriftShopNH@gmail.com. That's RadioThriftShopNH@gmail.com.